Sermon, Thoughts on Luke 13, Loma Linda, California, April 5, 1910. Luke 13, verse 11. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and glorified God. Verses 11 to 13. Thank God for this, that we can have such manifestations. Verses 14 to 16. Consistency is a jewel, and we all want it. Verses 17 to 22. We want to have just such a work that we shall take up after Christ's example. That is what we need, and we need much more of the baptism of the Holy Spirit of God than we now manifest, and it is our privilege to have it. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, Strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able. Verses 23-24. Why? Because they trust to uncertainties. They do not read the Bible. They do not understand what the Word says. When they read the Bible and understand what the Word says, let me tell you, there will be 100-fold more accomplished by our churches, by the ministers, and by those that are teachers, and by all men in office, and they will then see of the salvation of our God. What is the matter with us? We have not a love from above. We do not make a business of serving God. He went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Verse 22. He went, teaching on the way. He did not go right straight along. He taught on the way, and when he saw persons who needed help, he would take their cases and present them in his teaching. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? He said unto them, Strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able. Verses 23-24. What is the matter? They are not living their faith. They seek to enter in, but are not able because it requires earnest effort for every one of us to walk in the narrow path that leads to eternal life. Luke 13, verses 25-35. We see there is a great work to be done, and we want every one to be in their right position and to do their part of the work. We are laborers together with God. Now, God expects us to have a living experience as laborers together with Him, and He wants every one of us to be in working order. We are careless. We are too indifferent. We do not seem to know the plan being worked out. When we go on the cars, there is one who comes through with a great package of papers. We could read them, but what are they good for? We may find a little news in them, but what we need is the word of life and to have a missionary spirit wherever we are. The world will never be warned if we take it so easy. We know how it was with the schools of the prophets. We know that they were learning out of the scriptures and that they were praising God. Because they understood the scriptures, God was glorified. And when Saul was searching for David, he came right up to the school of the prophets, and behold, the first thing they saw, he was prophesying right with the prophets. The school of the prophets was a special school to get the endowment of the Holy Spirit of God and then go forth into the dark places of the earth and seek for those who would listen to the testimony that they had to bring. We are not half awake. We are not to be honored ourselves. I was so astonished when I came back to this country after we had been gone nearly 10 years in Australia to see scarcely anything being done in San Francisco and Oakland. I tried to inquire into it as to what this meant. They said they had men out. How many have you? How many will it take in the manner you are doing the work? Well, they said they had other duties to do, but they did not tell me what they were. There was only one man going around visiting and doing the work they should be doing, and he was not competent. He did not have the experience needed, though he did the best he could. God wants active men. He wants men that will work. He wants men that will understand that there is work for them to do. They can go in and give Bible readings. We know because we have seen it accomplished. We have advised it, and it has been done, and the Spirit of the Lord has blessed their efforts. But not 1,000th part of the work has been done in these cities that ought to be done. That is what is presented to me.
Now, I want to tell our brethren that there is a work we are to do, and that work is to be interested in the cases of others. There are cities all around us, and when I was in Australia, how glad I would have been if I could have gone around where the people were, as you can here. Christ said, "Go everywhere and preach the word." It is the word they must have. It is the scriptures they must have. We do not want these papers that are coming into our parlors. I have told those in our family that if they missed their papers, they need not inquire of me, for they would not find them. I said, "If you miss your papers, you can find them where you can, but I shall not take any charge of them except to put them out of sight where nobody will see them. The news of the day we have sometimes. But I want to tell you that there is a great work to be done in our world, and we feel intensely like doing our part. In the 14th chapter of Romans, we read, "Him that is weak in the faith receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations." And in the 11th verse, he gives us this intimation. "For it is written, As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God." Everyone must give an account of himself to God. Are you prepared for it? Are you prepared to give an account of yourself before you go to sleep in the night season? Have you called to mind what you have done to glorify God? Now here is this institution. We are glad that we have it. We want to act our individual parts, every one of us that believe in Jesus Christ that He is our Savior. We want a faith that acts. But there are many who, as soon as they come to the place where they can be of service, they grow to such proportions that they cannot handle themselves nor anybody else. What we want is to be humble workers for Jehovah. We have to face the future realities, and we have obtained such buildings as these as we could obtain them, that we might give instruction to those who come to these institutions, that they might have light and physical help, and understand how to treat their own families and their own sick when they return to their homes. And no doubt there are many of them who appreciate this and consider it a great advantage. Now, every one of us can be workers together with God, and while we are here, we can watch to see if we cannot speak a word in season to this one and to that one. The blessing of the Lord will rest upon us just as surely as we will try to bring ourselves in right relation to God. Praise revival of wonderfully hard before our institutions were established. We went from place to place, and as we saw the cases who needed help, we would take right hold and give them treatments. It would be a good thing if more of this kind of work were done now, notwithstanding we have this institution. There are a great many who cannot come here for lack of means or lack of disposition to do so. But if you go into the homes of the people and treat the sick that need help, this will link you up with them and they with you. Now, what is Satan doing? He links himself up with every discordant element in our world. Satan and his vast numbers of those that fell from heaven who are disobedient to the heavenly commandments will misrepresent the things that were of great importance there. They will give them to understand that they understand all about it and that they can do this and that. We are not building up what we should inside and outside of our churches. That is the very work that the Lord wants us to carry forward.
We have every endowment and every facility provided for discharging the duties that devolve upon us, and we should be grateful that we have these advantages. Now here are the sick. It may be that you could go into their houses and take your Bible in your hands and read some of the comforting things that are in our books. We must not give ourselves up to ourselves. This institution must spread as a great blessing, and we must, every one of us, act our part outside as well as inside. And teach the children what to do. This is a good school for children if you make it so, but if you do not, it is worse than if they had not been here. We want to be in a position where we can honor and glorify God every day. What are we doing here in this world? What have we this sanitarium for? It is that we might bring relief to the sick and then point them to the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. This is carrying our mission just as it should be carried, and the Lord wants every one of us to be in working order. If we will come under discipline to God, we will be as happy as we can wish to be.
We see the devil working on his side, and he will bring in the most entrancing things of heaven with which he is acquainted into his own workings. We can have a great deal more knowledge of these things than we possess, and we can be the happiest people in God that are in the world. Right in this institution, we can be continually working on the right side. Do not fall back and look on the dark side. If you have children, here is a good place for you to learn to educate them, to learn how to bring them up, to teach and guide them. You can do this right here, but that is not enough. There are other places, the towns which are around you, and we have seen these places being worked and are thankful for this. We suppose there is work being done all around here. What every one of us needs is to keep the Savior in view. He said to his disciples, instead of mourning at what was before them, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. But where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know." John 14, verse 1-4. He had been telling them about it, and just what he was going to do. And yet the unbelieving disciples said, "We know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Verse 5. I want to tell you that we must bear our own individual experiences for ourselves, and we cannot enter heaven unless we have that experience. We may have our names on the church book, but have we a daily experience in the things of God? "Let not your hearts be troubled," he said. Verse 1. He would comfort and encourage his disciples with the cross right before him. Our dear Savior says again, "I am the true vine. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit." John 15, verse 1 and 2. Now, we want to know what fruit we bear. We have a world to save, and we want our hearts to take right hold of the ministry of Christ on the earth. We want to advance that ministry, and we can do it if we will. You have very many advantages here. I thought when I first saw this place what a blessing it would be if we could only get it. And now I am thankful that we have it. The advantages that we have in this very place mean a great deal. But there are places around us that need help. Let everyone that can take their Bible in their hands and see what missionary work can be done. Let them carry with them some of our little books, and if people do not want to buy them, leave them with them, and tell them to see whether they want them or not. And if you want to give some away, give them away. There are chances to work all around us. Satan has the advantage in many things. He can quote all those glories that he had in the heavenly sanctuary just as though they belong to him, and he will quote these things. He is working upon human minds, and he will bring in all the sophistries that he can bring before them, and he will mix in with some of his wonderful, wonderful learning and agency that he had in the heavenly courts. And they think he is certainly excellent. You want all these excellencies, with yourself undefiled, and you can have them. Now the light of truth is to develop and shine. Satan will present the light that he had, so that others may think, "Now that must be a very intelligent being, a very good man." And then he will lead them right on to perdition. Now, we have a truth, and we have a God, and we have a Savior. God wants us to make this institution a perfect success. He wants us to take hold of the work intelligently and to praise His holy name. And we can do it if we will. Every time that you go into a meeting where they have not the light of truth, Satan is present, and he is constantly working upon human minds. And as we have the truth, we want to be in a position that we can present it in its beauty and charms. We want to be full of usefulness. God can make a success of this institution, and it depends upon us to make Him all and in all. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. Isaiah 58, verse 1 and 2. Now you see, there are those that do not believe in the commandments, but the Sabbath commandment is to bring us rich blessings. Some do not believe, but we want to be in a position that we can live these commandments, and our very living will teach the people that we are what we profess to be. I want to say we should be in earnest and intensely interested. We have a grand review before us. People are watching us everywhere, and they are watching to see how much higher our piety is than the piety of those that have no connection with such an institution. We want to be in a position where we can let our piety bear fruit outside of the institution when we have opportunity. There will be opportunities. You cannot neglect things here, but you can find opportunities where you can let the light of this institution shine forth. God wants you to do it, and I believe you will try to do it. What we want is living, working faith. It is just like this. If we will show forth the praises of God, what He has done for us and what He will do for us, it will have as much influence as any treatment that you can give. Let us all come into that position where we will lay hold upon Jesus Christ. There is a grand review to take place, only a little time from this, when there is to be an examination of what we believe and what we are. Are we preparing to be transferred to the higher course, to the higher school where Christ will lead us to the tree of life, and there will educate and teach us in regard to the advantages of that tree, and where we shall take the lessons from His lips? Are we preparing for that grand review? Are we fashioning our characters after the divine similitude? God help us that we may be Christians in every sense of the word. Angels will be round about us wherever we go. Every one of us needs to have a connection with Jesus Christ and to do the works of God. We want to be wide awake, full of zeal and love for God, advancing step by step heavenward. Are we prepared for the grand review? It is coming on. Satan is gathering up his grand knowledge that he had when he was an angel of light, and he is coming in to deceive the very elect with that very knowledge. We want to be in a position that we can work intelligently. We can work in faith. We can work outside of just our little compass and bring to souls a knowledge of the truth. Satan is preparing his company for the review that will take place when he tells them that he is going to take all the world for his subjects. Young men, young women, teachers, doctors, do not put on a pompous air that you know everything that is worth knowing, but you ask the Lord to let his blessing rest upon you so that you can give it to others. If you do that, the salvation of God will be received, and it will follow you wherever you go. We have but half enough of Christ, for he is a whole Savior, and he can save everyone that comes unto him. You have not half that working faith, believing, intelligent faith, that it is your privilege to have. If we will walk humbly with God, if we will walk in the Spirit of Christ, no one of us will carry heavy burdens. We shall lay them on the great burden-bearer. Then we shall experience triumphs, and every camp meeting will be a love feast, because God's presence is with his people. All heaven is interested in our salvation. The angels of God, thousands upon thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000, are commissioned ministers to those who shall be heirs of salvation. They crowd against evil and press back the powers of darkness that are seeking our destruction. Often there are apparent difficulties in our path, but the Lord himself is our helper. Sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord hath taken away thy judgments. He hath cast out thine enemies. The King of Israel, even the Lord, is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil any more. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, Fear thou not, and to Zion, Let not thine hands be slack. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Zephaniah 3, verse 14 to 17. This is the testimony that the Lord desires to bear to the world. His praise should be continually upon our lips. Such testimonies will be an influence in the world. We must show them that we have something better than that which they are seeking. When Jesus talked to the Samaritan woman, he was not reproving her for going to draw water from Jacob's well, but he presented something of far greater value. He presented the fountain of living waters. If we prayed as much as we ought to pray, if we realized that there is an open connection between God and us, we should be in an altogether different position than we are. We shall be cheerful, and we shall see that there are 100 blessings all around, no matter whether we are connected with this institution or another one. You will see that you can speak a word for Christ in different places. We have work to do, every one of us. Time is short. We have but a little time now.